Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. How much news could have happened yesterday, Alan?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Jeez. Yeah. Let's start in New York, because this is a huge issue, which we were waiting for this decision. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration will move to prohibit, that's ban, fracking in the state, citing unresolved health issues and dubious economic benefits of the widely used gas drilling technique.
Well, first of all, David, it was the right thing. He did the right thing, and as a result, he's going to get incredible political support. In one fell stroke, he's able to bring much of the dissonant, for him, political voices back into the fold, and they are thanking him. And David, you and I know full well what Pete said about this whole thing, Pete Seeger. He said, you know, your father was the greatest governor. You may go down as the worst if you take their money. And he didn't take their money. And he said no. And he listened to the scientists. And whether he did it for political motivation or whether he did it for the right reasons, I don't know. And frankly, a lot of us don't care. The fact of the matter is he did what he had to do in order to do the right thing. And he gets the credit. And listen, this is a guy not without some political cost to him. He's got a president who thinks fracking is the right thing to do. The White House has got to be looking at him askance. He's got to deal with them during that time. So there is some political courage here. And there will be, of course, some people in some of the business community in New York, some of the people who wanted to make a lot of money are not going to be able to do that. And they're going to look across at Pennsylvania, where some of the landholders have made a lot of money, and they're going to get upset. But in the end, I think he pleased a lot of people, and particularly in the Democratic Party, more and more people, according to the polling, were going against the fracking concept.
And as we watched that decision be made yesterday, we were awaiting the decision on casino. Which came down for New York. A panel has selected Sullivan, Schenectady, and Seneca counties as sites for casinos upstate, deciding not to recommend a fourth. And I think in the capital region, it was somewhat of a surprise.
Well, as you know, the governor said that he had appointed this very distinguished committee. And by the way, there were some really distinguished people on it. And he said he was going to keep his hands off of it. Now, nobody's been able to prove anything else, but the one thing here where we sit now is that instead of going to Rensselaer across the river, the casino license goes to Schenectady and for a big waterfront park, and it's going to be rejuvenating for a good deal of that area. However, we don't really know what, under the law of unintended consequences, what's going to happen. Could be, for example, that because they're going to have a lot of things within the park, that like Atlantic City, people don't go outside, you know, and go to these other businesses, which is some of the things that you hope for in a case like this. But in any case, Schenectady gets the big prize down in the Catskills, which is where apparently this whole thing sort of started. A major designation there.
Finally, Alan, major announcement by the president yesterday. The U.S. is restoring full relations with Cuba. Do you think you'd ever see that?
Well, you know, I thought we would see it. I thought we were moving ahead. Look, there were an awful lot of people, including Republican businessmen in this country, who said, why should the Canadians be getting all the money? You know, let's free us up to have these relations with Cuba. And I do think that it took some political courage on the president's part, but it was a very good move for the United States. And I think it's going to work out.